In this lesson, you'll hear words related to gold and gold reserves. And at the end of the podcast, I'll share the correct pronunciation of some keywords in English. There will also be a chance for you to win a free English course. So stay tuned to hear this week's episode of English for Economists. Hello, friends from all over the world. This is podcast number 59. I am so glad that you could join me. Listen to this headline that was published December 1st, 2022 in The Economist magazine. Why central banks are stockpiling gold. Once again, why central banks are stockpiling gold. Stockpiling. To stockpile means to accumulate a stock of an item, possibly to hold as a reserve. To stockpile, in this case, gold. Central banks are increasing their stock of gold. They've begun to accumulate more gold, to stockpile gold. Why, you might ask? Well, according to the article, there are two reasons to explain why they're stockpiling. The metal offers a hedge against inflation and a way to circumvent sanctions. Circumvent sanctions. Circumvent is to get around the sanctions, to avoid the sanctions, to circumvent. There are economic sanctions placed on some countries, so using gold is a way to get around these sanctions, to avoid them, circumvent. The article goes on to suggest that gold isn't as easily tracked as other alternatives, so it offers buyers and sellers more in the way of anonymity when they trade, which is making it easier for them to avoid, to circumvent, any kind of imposed restriction, such as a sanction. Listen to the headline and subheading one last time. Why central banks are stockpiling gold. The metal offers a hedge against inflation and a way to circumvent sanctions. Now, I wanted to try something new on today's podcast and offer you just a little bit more than new vocabulary taken from headlines. You see, as an English teacher, I find that students are often mispronouncing the same words. For the next few podcasts, I'll cover 5 of these words so you can make sure you're pronouncing them correctly. Listen closely. Financial, variable, structural, barrier, cement. Let's end with a contest. Maybe you'll win. Are you feeling lucky today? The prize is a free tuition to my latest video course, a subscription. And this course will teach you how to give a presentation in English, even if your English is still suffering a little bit. It's a 70-minute long course, and I think it's full of great tips. The contest is simple. The first person who writes to me wins. So send me a note. My email is alan@englishforeconomists.com. That's all for now. It's been fun. Subscribe to this podcast if you haven't done so already. I'll be back soon with another lesson. Take care.